Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Barbara Feldman, who is the founder of A New Start. And we're talking about decluttering. And at the break, Otto had some questions. And I'm just going to write back to you, Otto, because ask the question and then Barbara and you guys can chat about it.
Well, one of the things to me is, like we mentioned in the last segment here, newspapers, mail, any kind of paper, manuals, office papers, business cards, whatever. One of the great things in North Hempstead that I like is you can use a clear plastic bag for recycling paper. And it's amazing. Every week with two people, we fill up a clear plastic bag with paper stuff that goes into recycling every week. So I'm just saying to people, if you add that up and you didn't do it every week, you're going to wind up with 50 bags of plastic with paper in your house somewhere.
Right.
And it's so easy to get
rid
of.
So, Otto, you know how I made the example of the newspaper that I get the New York Times and I get it every week. And every week when I get it, I go through the week before and make sure I throw that out, anything that I haven't read. So that might be a good idea for you, too, with your office papers. Once a week, say Sunday morning, I'm going to go through and take a look at anything I haven't gotten to. And you can kind of make, just like you do with organizing clothes, you put it in this pile, okay, and then you give yourself a week to get to it or a month to get to it. And then if you don't, you know it's not important. Just kind of move on. But I agree with you. It becomes, all this stuff, if we don't address it, becomes overwhelming. And I walk in to people's homes and they're overwhelmed. And if you kind of like stay on top of this, really, it's not so overwhelming. So that's kind of a good segue to go into right sizing and decluttering. Many of you have heard me before, and I still live by this, my 20% rule. You've heard me say my 20% rule. We use 20% of what we have. And just pause for a second and think about that. We use your bedroom. You use your bedroom. You use your kitchen, a bathroom, a living room, den. I'm sure you don't really use a lot of the other rooms in your house, including your basement, your attic, and garages. You know, you use a minimal amount of that. And then if you pause for a second and take a look at your wardrobe, think about how much you wear out of your clothes. Now in COVID, you know, instead of 20%, we probably wear 5%. We wear the same things over and over again. So when you look at things like that and you say that I'm really only using 20%, it makes you say, well, I've already right-sized because this is really all the stuff that I need. And my rule is, if you can, and I didn't make this up, the minimalist made this up, but if you could replace something for less than $20 in less than 20 minutes, why are you keeping it in your house for storage? Go get something else that's going to bring you happiness and joy. That's the 20% rule. Does everybody get that? Does it make sense?
No, I totally agree there.
So yeah.
Go ahead, Otto.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well, basically, I'm saying, so you mean like the 3,000 screws and nails I have in my garage, I should really get rid of?
I would only get rid of 300 or 400. Keep at least 2,500, Otto.
So,
Otto, I got so many of those.
Just like the mugs, put them all out there.
Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Okay, so now I have a list of 10 things, if we can get through them. Yeah?
We can try.
We can try. Okay. To right size. So number one, I want you to start in one place, you know, because it could get overwhelming. Make it 15 or 30 minute sessions. Stay there until you're finished. Start small, like start in the refrigerator or a medicine cabinet or even a junk drawer. If you're really ambitious, you could go to a basement closet, something that I'm sure you haven't been to in a while. And what you want to start doing is separating into donate, dispose, sell. You might want to repurpose things. So you can use, we use colored stickers to organize, and I highly recommend that because then when you go back, you know what you've done and make yourself kind of a guide of what your colors are. I could tell you, we use green to go with you, you know, just to stay with you, just kind of like green, you're going through a traffic light, think green. And other colors, you can define what you want. And then a good idea is to commit to throw away, recycle 3 items a day. It's not real hard. Just three. Number two, you should keep boxes and bags and labels handy when you're downsizing or right sizing. And like I said, put colored stickers on and label things as you're going, because when you come back to it, you know, a day or a week later, you're going to forget what you did.
Actually, Barbara, let's go back. What are we labeling? I mean, it's sincerely like,
We're right sizing and we're decluttering right now. So, okay. Let's pick. What do you want to do?
What is the green going on? You said you use green. So what is the green?
Green is your keeping. So like if you're sorting in your, say, let's go in your closet. Okay. We're in your closet and you want to sort your clothes and you want to, so my suggestion, as I said before, and we're going to get back to the, we always go with group like to like. So you might want to group together all your black pants and say, okay, I'm going to keep these. I like them. I'm not going to keep these, or a maybe. And you can color code those groups as you separate them. So then later on, when you come back, you were questioning, should I keep them? Should I not keep them? If you've already color coded, you say, oh no, I went through these black pants. I like these. I'm going to keep these, and these I can repurpose and give away.
I understand. I that went over my head. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay. It's easy. And? Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Okay, good. So, and something else is set a realistic timeline, because, you know, this is hard. It's really hard to do this many times because it's emotional. You know, like I like those pants, you know, like I wore them to somebody's birthday party and right. I had a great time. You know? So sometimes this is really hard. So set realistic, keep notes, write it down so that you can come back. And never, ever, ever do it when you're tired or hungry or overwhelmed. Take breaks. Be kind to yourself. I like doing it with wine if anybody drinks. You know, that's helpful. And stay in that one place. Don't keep moving around. Like, you know, if you're in the closet, don't go from one closet to the other room. Stay in that place until you've finished. Some of the things that you can ask when you have these groups of things, we go back to the mugs. Do I use it? Can someone else use it? Does it make me happy? Can it be replaced in 20 minutes for less than $20? Answer all those questions and then donate generously. Does that help? Do those kind of help you, kind of direct you what to do with it as you go through?
How do you go first?
Well, I think I'm a organizer / declutterer by nature, right? I think some people are, and then there are some who aren't. You know, in my years of business experience, you go to some people's offices and their table and their office and their desks are relatively clean. And then you go to other offices and you can't see the desk. And everybody functions a little bit differently, if you will. I can't function that way. I need to have like less stuff like in my way. But how do you motivate people to do what we're talking about? You know, it's
little by little.
Yeah, like the elephant, one bite at a time.
Little by little. You can't just, you need an overall plan. Say, okay, my plan is I'm going to attack my junk drawer. Okay. And that's my plan for today. And I'm going to give it 15 minutes. And so you need an overall plan so it's not overwhelming. And if you break it down, I'm sure in business, you break it down little bits by bits, you can get to it. If you look at the whole big thing and you don't have any kind of plan to attack it, it's you're going to get overridden.
Well, you know, one thing which is a little bit, everybody has to do it individually. Like my partner, Peter, who's been on the show, et cetera, is his niece, and everything in his garage, everything in his life is perfect. His desk is a mess, but he wants it a mess because every time he cleans up, he's like complaining. You told me to clean up, John. I don't know where it is now. I can't find it. He can walk to his desk and touch what he wants. And if I go looking for something, I'm lost. But that's a style.
Listen, everybody's got their own wiring and, you know, like what works for them. I have, this is quite, I thought this was quite interesting. I deal with hoarders and sometimes not really bad hoarders, but I deal with some hoarders. And what I find amazing is that they can find what's in their piles. They know what's there. You know, it's just amazing. So everybody, whatever the way you're wired, some people need a clean desk. I personally put everything in one pile and then go through the pile. But I have to start out clean, kind of like you, Otto, you know, same thing.
Well, you said something too that I think is important, and that is to have realistic timelines. Mm-hmm. I know myself, like you have a to-do list, you look at it and you figure, I'll do this today. So maybe you got one item off the list and you got nine others that you didn't get to. But I think most of these things that we're talking about, you have to look at as a long-term ongoing. There's no magic bullet that you can just wave your wand and it goes away. You know, I think it's just you have a long-term mentality as opposed to short-term.
You need a strategy and a plan. You know, I'm a move manager and I go into a house and people are like, how am I going to do this? So you need a plan. You need to strategize it. And like I said, you got to break it down bit by bit. You got to sort it. You got to organize it. And then afterwards you're going to pack it and you're going to donate and you're going to sell. But you got to break it down. If you don't come in with a plan and you just like, okay, I'm just going to do this. It's not going to work well for you.
Okay. We have to take a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.